It was pouring down rain when we went into our news break, and now it's stopped raining. I can actually look up and see a break in the cloud, so hopefully we don't see any more rain, unless, of course, it's raining in my yard because my grass needs it right now. But that's beside the point. Hopefully the rain will stay away. All right. Well, you shouldn't stay away from the ballpark. You should be out here tonight. You can watch the Crushers and Traverse City Beach Bums, and then you can head on home and you can watch the Cavaliers, or you can head out to the Brew Kettle in Amherst and watch the Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors tonight. I know our next guest is actually going to be up here in Avon to watch the Lake Erie Crushers. He's a season ticket holder, and he is Commissioner Matt Lundy, joining us now on our Lorain County Commissioners Leadership Through Partnership program. Commissioner Lundy, always a pleasure to have you on, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, doing well. Always great to be on the show. And, I've been a season ticket holder, I think, all 10 seasons. And so you were promising to wipe down my seat when I get over there if it's still wet, right?
I will talk to top men and top women, and I will make sure that they get those towels out. I'll make sure that they actually bronze that bad boy. They make sure that it's all ready to rock and roll for you, so when you get here, you won't have to sit in any dampness, any wetness, any of that good stuff. You'll be taken care of. They should treat you like royalty. I mean, you've been there a season ticket holder all 10 seasons?
Yeah, all 10 seasons. Used to sit behind home plate and then moved over to the third base side. And I got to tell you, it's just great family fun and entertainment. And with the general time that the games run, yeah, probably be off around 9 o'clock anyhow, still be able to run home and catch the basketball game.
Yeah, no kidding, especially with those late starts this year. But,
right.
Yeah. But Bull obviously knows people there, so you better have that seat cleared off, Bull.
We have a guest coming up at 5:10 that just might be able to help you with that. Tom Kramick's joining us in the 5 o'clock hour. So when Tom comes up here, I will pass that message along to him for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into the county. Capital improvements. I know there are many for us to discuss. What kinds of projects are being looked at in the near future?
Well, I've got to tell you, Bull, we've got a lot of projects that are going on right now. In fact, I remember recently I had to sit down and actually kind of write a list of some of the things we were working on, and I was actually blown away myself to realize all the projects that are going on. I can't say enough good things about our County Administrator Jim Cordes and Karen Davis, our facilities manager. They have just been working extensively to stay on top of the projects, everything ranging from the courthouse to our new 911 center. Obviously, the transportation center is another one of those projects. So we've been, very busy with that. And then adding on top of that, our work that's going to be done on the new Recovery One Center.
It's our Lorain County Commissioners Leadership Through Partnership program. Commissioner Matt Lundy, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You mentioned the Transportation Center. What kinds of improvements are being made, and what will be new and exciting about the Transportation Center?
Well, we've already made a substantial investment there. Now we're kind of at the key stage where it would involve actually doing some ramping or bridging that would actually go over the track so that individuals can actually board the Amtrak train. This phase, the final phase, would probably be somewhere in the area of like $9 million. Our investment would be about $750,000. And it's still being worked through. We're still in conversations with Norfolk Southern and with Amtrak and trying to finalize the finer details. And, it always comes down to making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed on the legal agreements and understanding. So we're, at this time, still working through that.
For those who do use the current train stop over there for Amtrak, what are some of the things that they can expect if and when? What are some of the additions, I guess, that people might expect?
Well, you'd be able to, to access the facility basically in the overnight hours. The train comes through here, Amtrak comes through, I think about 3:30 in the morning.
Yep.
And but it certainly would be a different situation from having to wait out in the cold, you'd be able to be processed through and obviously a much nicer opportunity than what you currently see. I know sometimes people talk about the time in which it stops through, but the reality is if you're going between Chicago, New York, whatever the case may be, those locations are going to be the ones that have the more ideal times. Even if you end up picking up Amtrak in Cleveland, you're still probably picking it up either a half hour before or a half hour later than what you'll be picked up in Elyria. And that's just a reality. Everybody like to have the train stop at 8 o'clock in the morning, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
at an ideal time in the evening. But we're still, you know, there's still the devil's always in the details, and you got to drill down into the weeds. And so we're still working through with Norfolk Southern and Amtrak to make sure everything's all buttoned up, you know, before we actually take another step on that.
Having picked up numerous relatives from that train station, I can tell you that's something I truly look forward to. Is there a set date you guys are looking to try and get that done by?
Well, at this point, we're just trying to finalize an agreement with Norfolk Southern and with Amtrak. And so hopefully we'll have a better determination on a timeline once we work through some things and a meeting scheduled with them coming up shortly. And then we'll have a better feel for what our timeline is going to be. The project that's really been consuming a lot of our time recently has been the courthouse. And if you guys want to talk about that, we can talk a little bit about the courthouse as well, too. In fact, you know, we'd like to get the word out to the community. We hope all the families will save the date of June 23rd, which is on a Saturday. It's going to be a historic day in Lorain County because we are actually going to rededicate our historic courthouse, a courthouse that dates all the way back to the 1880s. And we've put made about a $6 million investment in that facility. Into that historic courthouse to preserve our past and make it operational for the what we hope will be the next 50 years of operation. But that's going to be a very important evening, I think, for Lorain County. We're going to make sure we have music and hot dogs and things for the kids. And we're going to start everything around 7 o'clock that evening on June 23rd. And the square will be shut down. We will dedicate the courthouse, and then from there we'll move on to, if you've seen a large plaque that seems like it's been covered from the roadway, that's going to be our new law enforcement and fire and EMS memorial that we're putting together there. You may have been to events, you know, honoring those who have fallen in the line of duty throughout the county at the different police stations, mm-hmm. fire stations, but the county's never had its own fire and police memorial. So we're putting that together and finalizing just the final features of that, and that'll be unveiled also. And we're going to have a parade of lights around the square, so there's going to be fire and police vehicles that will go around the square. But it's going to be a really important evening for the whole family.
Commissioner Lunda, you just detailed a lot of the new details on the renovation for the courthouse, the process behind putting this event together, which is going to be pretty special because I think there will be something for just about everybody there. But I walk by it all the time on my daily walks, mm-hmm. just walking around the block, around the station. Of course, the courthouse isn't that far away. What are some of the things that you'll notice when you walk through the new portions of the courthouse? What are some of the improvements that are really going to jump out at you?
Yep. Well, you have to remember this is going to be primarily used for adult probation. So it's not as though day in and day out you'll be able to walk through the facility because it will need to be a secured area for those who are checking in and out with adult probation. But we will have an open house that evening. Adult probation has over probably about 35 employees, but there's enough room for growth in the future in that building, too. So that's all been renovated. Basically, we took everything back to the walls. I know people probably would have liked to have seen some interior parts kept, but the reality is that the inside of that building had been through so many renovations that much of the building's true history just didn't exist when we got in there. So we've made the adjustments, we've made the changes. It's going to have a viable government use, which is important anytime you're going to be investing government dollars. We think it'll, you know, be in existence, hopefully for well beyond 50 years. I'll be long gone to know how long that's been. But around the courthouse area, when you're there that evening, we also have a workers memorial. A lot of people don't know that there's a workers memorial on the one corner towards the front of the courthouse. And we're going to rededicate that with the AFL-CIO and the steel workers. And then also there's a World War II memorial that's over there as well, too. There were some bushes and, you know, trees and everything. It was kind of hard to see that these memorials were there. So we'll be rededicating that as well, too. But if you drive by the courthouse today, we just finished with the sod going down. So we didn't want you to think we grew the grass overnight, but we just put some new sod down there. We'll start watering that, and it looks like we had some cooperation from Mother Nature here over the next couple days, and it's just going to look beautiful. That building is a historic building made of sandstone, and it was just critical, and always will be critical, that building get as much light as possible so that it actually dries properly and is preserved properly.
I'm glad you said that about the sod going down. I drove by it this morning and thought, has that been there? Am I losing my marbles here? Because they were watering the grass and all on there as well. But it looks really cool. And I always think courthouses are one of those unique things. And I'm sure when the idea was made to get things together and get it going again, it always is kind of an identity of a community. I think when you see some of those historic courthouses, you see this one.
Yeah, this courthouse, actually, the architect of the courthouse, and Elijah Myers was the architect. And he has also designed state capitol buildings in Texas, Michigan. We'll have to forgive him for that one. But Texas, Michigan, and then also Colorado and Idaho. And the old courthouse that was in Tiffin, I believe, was of a similar design. And then I believe in Marion, Indiana. So if you're ever traveling through Marion, Indiana, which I'm not sure where Marion, Indiana,
it's in the
Marion
northern
County
part.
Is, okay?
Yeah.
Then apparently our courthouse is identical to their courthouse. So, but this gentleman was a well-respected architect, and my understanding was he was used as a consulting architect even by the federal government later on when they were doing some work on some federal-type buildings. So there's a lot of history there. And the other project we're working on that we're excited about is the our new 911 center. Currently, that's over in the Gates Building area, but the new facility is actually going to be just off of the Lorain County Community College campus. I don't know if you're familiar with, there was a building over there owned by Equity Trust, and that family, the Desage family, had donated that property to the community college. It had been there for a while, and the college, worked closely with us in the college foundation as well, too. And it was originally a call center that was being used by Equity Trust, so it was already set up and laid out to work ideal for workstations for calling. Of course, we went in and have made the renovations needed. The important part there is the technology. I mean, I had a chance to see the building the other day, walk through there, take a look at it. And when you look at all the technology and all the screens and the way everything works, it's going to really work out well for our 911 team, and it makes it possible for all these jobs to stay in Elyria as well too, which is very important. And I think the workers are going to enjoy it. I think it makes for a really good work environment, and it's a good utilization of the building. And also just adjacent to that will be utilized for drug enforcement, working closely with the federal government. Unfortunately, because of the heroin and drug epidemic we have in the county. But the community college, I can't say enough good words about the community college and the college foundation working with us to make both of those transactions possible, because they realize the importance of safety for our families in addressing this epidemic issue.
Very good stuff. Well, Commissioner Lundy, we always appreciate the time. The sun's out, my good man, so they may not have to get a towel out to wipe your seat down. Right. I think Mother Nature may take care of that for you, my friend.
Sounds good. I don't know. Tom wanted to do that anyhow, so we'll just get ready to play ball at, what, 6:30, 6:35?
You got it, 6:35, partner. We'll have it all ready to rock and roll. Thank you, Commissioner Lundy.
Thank you.
Commissioner Matt Lundy joining us on our Lorain County Commissioners Leadership Through Partnership series.